Hello, welcome to Clue Records Presents, volume whatever number we're up to at the minute.
Six.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Sounding lively this evening, we're going to be lively.
Yeah.
Although I've had a good day that turned into a bad day.
Oh, what?
Yeah. What so I'll explain more later.
Oh, okay, wow.
So we're going to do a feature called Good Day, Bad Day today.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
It's similar to Steve Lemax, but...
but...
Yes, yeah, it's just the same.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
But yeah, welcome. We hope you've had a lovely January.
I know, it's almost gone.
It's almost gone.
Almost
probably
gone.
Probably by the time you listen to this. It was rubbish, wasn't it? Oh, good. Delete as applicable.
Yeah.
We're going to open up first, though, with a band from Huddersfield, just up the road, down the road, depending on which way you're looking.
Yep.
Where do you look?
I'd say up. I tend to say up for
yours
anywhere.
Look back, you, Steve. You're so melancholy. Oh, what I could have had. Yeah. So this is the Exceptional Termite with Each Tick a Tock.
Oh.
So that was Termite, who, as I said, are based in Huddersfield, like an ace, little sort of strange choral Captain Beefheart sort of Frank Zappa-ishness to it, but very poppy as well. It's lovely.
I like that outro, the backwards guitars.
The twiddles.
Well,
not twiddling, but like...
Whatever that word is.
Yeah, spell that for me.
That's the phrase.
Start with a W and then a Y, I think.
Just lots of W's and Y's.
So find them online, Facebook. It's facebook.com/termiteuk. Twitter, it's @termiteuk. And on Bandcamp, it's termite.bandcamp.com.
That's the one.
And I think that's up there for now as well, that track.
I will double check for you as we say now.
Yes. Take the talk. Buy now, name your price.
Name your price.
Name your price.
Just do it.
And what you do with name it, you don't really say out loud. Type in the thingy and click accept and whatever.
Yeah, it wouldn't work too well if you just shouted a number.
No. £10!
It'd be good if that did capture it and then suddenly.
It wouldn't, because I'd have just given £10 over.
Yeah, that's
didn't
true.
Mean to.
You need to be more careful about these things.
But it's an excellent track and worth £10 of anyone's
exactly.
money.
Exactly.
So those guys, as I said several times now, are from Huddersfield. I need to stop saying that.
Really?
Yeah, let's tag them as a Huddersfield band. And they played at Forever Cult's launch EP for the Fux EP, which was a good couple of months, October or something. Now.
Yeah, I think it was, wasn't it?
But I don't think I saw them on that night.
I don't think I did, actually.
I think we were first on and I missed them, yeah. And I was absolutely good because I was listening to them before that, so hopefully going to catch them soon.
Brilliant.
On the theme of Forever Cult.
Yeah, just had a
apparently new... you mentioned one thing and it's a theme, but yeah,
exactly.
Carry
there
on, Stephen.
They had their new single out on this Monday, which is 27th.
Yep.
Suntrap.
Yep.
Which is a beautiful song. We played it on our last podcast.
Yep.
And so that's out now. It's actually also Name Your Price. AK for free.
Yeah, free download. Like. Take it for now. You're absolutely welcome.
So, yeah, take it for nothing. It's on our Bandcamp, which is cluerecords.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
If you head over to our YouTube as well, you can see Scott's lovely video.
I made a video,
often.
Mate.
It's great. I really like that video.
All right, yeah.
In a church.
Fady in a church.
I like your little slow panning shots.
Yeah.
Going up to Kieran.
It's good.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You proud of that work?
Yeah.
You're going to enter it into a festival?
There's only so much you can do with what you're given, isn't
exactly.
there, really?
Well,
those guys
you're giving a church a great
a church,
band in some kind
of... Shut up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basic.
Yeah. Damn it. Yeah, I suppose
that's
I'm,
good. It's great. How do you like it?
Yeah, happy with it.
Yeah, and the single comes with two B-sides as well, two live acoustic tracks, which, again, videos of those.
I think so, yeah. The newer one, I Hate Your Eyes.
Yeah.
Just talking to you there.
Yeah. And the song's called?
Oh, I Hate Your Eyes. So, yeah, I think there should be one coming soon for that.
There's definitely one for the other one.
Yeah. The world has turned again and
left me dizzy.
Dizzy after spinning, Lords.
That's the one.
Again.
That's it.
Catch
you. That's exactly what it's called.
But yeah, anyway, go to the band camp and you'll find any game for now. The race.
Do it. Really nice. Very, very good.
So, I don't know if you've noticed, we're a little more revitalised than the last 2, 3, 4, maybe 10 or 12 podcasts we've done.
You sound like you were dying last time.
I always sound like I'm... Well,
you've always got an element of death.
Yeah, yeah. Always got that look about me. God, that guy's going to die soon. But pass us by, say. Somebody phone an ambulance or a morgue. But yeah, I'm hanging in there, kids.
He's there.
But yeah, no, I'm particularly chirpy. I'm all right today. Yeah. I've just come back from a week in Berlin.
Week in Berlin.
Which you'd think I'd be reasonably depressed to be back in.
I know, actually. I thought you'd be really depressed.
No, I'm.
But you're all going here.
Yeah, soaked in German beer and sausage.
Nice.
German sausage, which is the tastiest of all of the sausage countries, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was a wonderful experience.
Ah,
been before, but it was a stag do, wasn't it? We went on.
Yes, yeah, we went on a stag do a couple of years ago, didn't we?
Yeah, and that was horrific. So it was
beautiful.
Nice to go and have a nice vision and view of Berlin and see some nice things.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, speaking of seeing nice things, we went to a restaurant one evening.
Yep.
And it was called the Dunkel restaurant, I think.
Dunkel?
I think, I may be wrong, I just guessed it, but it's basically a dark restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Which means there are no lights.
Nothing at all.
No, you eat in the complete dark.
Wow.
So basically, you go in, they sit you down at the front where obviously there's lights and stuff, so you have a look at the menu, and there's either chicken, seafood, beef, or vegetarian.
Right.
Or a special menu.
Right. Special.
Special menu. So, and on all of these menus, you don't get told what you're having.
It just says beef.
Yeah, so you get four courses or three or four courses.
Right.
And you get an idea of what each course will be, like the same.
All right.
On the seafood, it's like, oh, this is Athena's pearls from the sea.
Right, okay.
In a German accent.
In a German accent.
Yeah. Nice. So we went for the special.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like you just don't know.
You have no idea what you're getting. Yeah.
Well. Okay.
So
you can't see what you're getting.
No, the guy comes over and said, "Oh, Thomas is going to come over shortly, and he'll be taking you to your table." And all the waiters are either blind or partially sighted.
Right.
So they they just take you in, and they sort of must have been trained to understand the room and know where everything is, and it's mental when you're in there. So yeah, our guy comes over, waiter comes over, and he's called. He was called Bill.
Bill?
Yeah, it wasn't called Bill, I can't remember now.
We'll use the name Bill.
But it was supposed to be Thomas, and then we get Bill.
Oh, you got someone else?
Yeah, so he takes us in, we're like, okay, this happens, you know what I mean? You can get different words. Yeah. Take us in.
Yeah.
So he stands at the front, you put your hands on his shoulders.
All right.
And then whoever's with you in the party, you put their hands on, and so it's like a mini conga.
All right, you do a little conga to your table.
Yeah, a less celebratory conga to your table. And then you get through, take you in, as you go around these winding little corridors, pitch black.
This is all pitch black.
Yeah, there's loads of people in there. You can hear everything going on. You can hear
wow, that's how they.
It's mental because different waiters have different ways of getting about.
Yeah.
So you do that, and then you get in there, you sit down, and then that's the start of it. That's the beginning. Wow. So we're gonna play a track now.
Okay.
To break this up, and then I'm going to explain
this
about
the meal. I'm liking this story.
Yeah,
this is great.
Get the senses going.
Right. So what we're going to play to break up this tension?
I think what we'll play is a track by Witch Hunt.
Witch Hunt?
Yeah.
Sounds appropriate.
And this is called Wide and Laughing.
Migraine hangs on.
Okay, so that was the brilliant The Witch Hunt. You can find them online at, if you look at Facebook, facebook.com/WeAreWitchHunt. They're also on Bandcamp, if you just go to witchhunt.bandcamp.com. And also Twitter, which is at The Witch Hunt. And there we are. Brilliant. Yeah. Loved it. Really nice.
That's from a five-track EP they brought out called Book of Hate.
Right.
And it's on a 12-inch vinyl. It looks like stunning, cool. Like proper spattered little purple.
Excellent.
Looks amazing. I've not got one yet, but I need to get one.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And Chris from the band works at Rock and Roll Circus, and they've just set up a little a mini record shop in there.
Oh, great. All right.
So I'm nipping in on, this Saturday, but by the time this comes out, we will be stocked in there, so you can go nip in and get our wares as well.
Brilliant. Very good.
So, yeah, check out Rock and Roll Circus. It's an awesome studio and cool place. Some good people working there, so get down and have a look at what they're flogging.
Yeah. I've not been there in a while, actually, to Rock and Roll, but good place.
See if they've got any parties coming up.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Free counts are normally a good evening.
Yep. Very good. Right, we need to get back to this story, though. Because I just need to know what happens now with the dinner.
Let's continue.
Yeah.
So we've been taken to our table.
Yeah, pitch black.
Obviously can't see what's going on, so you hold your hand and sit you down on your table, so you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And we'd ordered the special, so we have no idea what's coming.
Yeah.
We know it's going to be, we've gone for the four courses, so it's a salad, a soup, a main, and a dessert. A soup, honestly, mate, yeah. So if you're going to go for it.
Right.
And it was freezing in Berlin, it was like minus 14, so I thought, well, if I get some soup down my front, at least my chest will be warm for the rest of the night.
That'd be it. Burn your hands, that'll keep going for a while. Yeah.
So we get in there, he sits us down. First thing, just brings us out some soup and so you can't see anything, so he puts it into your hands and then you put it on the table in front of you.
Alright.
In a little more elaborate bowl, so it's a little higher, so you're a little safer with it, you're less likely to knock it or tip it or knock it off the edge. And you just get basically bread basket in the middle as well, you get your spoon and you just start cracking away at it.
In the pitch black.
In the dark, yeah. Because it's...
That must be a bit weird.
It was mental.
I'd probably miss my mouth and put it over my...
You have a tendency to do that, yeah. You keep bashing yourself in the chin. And it's weird because in the restaurant, obviously, you can hear other people talking, which you can in here.
Yeah.
But it's all in German as well because everybody's from Germany. So it's I don't really know what anybody's saying. I'm way to speaking in broken English at the best. I'm in the dark. I'm eating probably soup, probably in my mouth. I don't know where it's going. I had, there were two napkins. I had one tucked in my shirt, massively oval across me. And then one across my lap as well, so I was fully covered for spillage.
I didn't think they'd give you soup at somewhere like that.
Yeah, well, if you remember as well, it was supposed to be salad as the first
course. Oh, yes, I was going to say what happened.
So already we're thinking,
course.
Okay, there's something.
Yeah, they've forgotten our first course.
But this can happen, do you know what I mean? What can you say? And then the guy comes out again and brings our drinks, so we've just got a pint of beer of whatever. And he said, oh, I've got one beer for you. And we're like, oh, we got two. It's like, you got to, okay. Can you just tell me what it was? And I was trying to explain. It was what it was Schoffenhofer Kristall was the name of the beer.
That sounds amazing.
I know. Well, but then I was asking, so I was there. No, it was the beer, the Kristall one, Kristall. Right.
Look at you, but then the Kristall.
I know. But then I was saying this, and he was like, "Oh, I'll just go and check." And I was like, "Oh, he's totally going to go and get us a bottle of Kristall, and now I'm going to have to pay for this." It's like, "Oh, this isn't right at all." So he goes out anyway. We're tucking into our soup. It's a nice Thai spicy chicken one.
Yeah,
proper kick
good.
A hint of chili at the end. Oh, it was amazing, Stephen. We had the full bread basket, dipping it all up the lot.
Wow.
And then the guy comes over, our original waiter, and says, "I'm afraid you've eaten somebody else's soup." what? It's like, oh yeah, you've had somebody else's soup. And all right. So then they said, oh yeah, we're gonna have to take you out. And then we'll take it to your table. I'm like, eh? So they take us out and they got us back into the bit where it's lit, and the guy who's running the place says, oh, I'm sorry, there's just a bit of confusion with the waiters, and you weren't supposed to be going in with him.
Is that why you didn't get whatever he was called at the beginning?
The original waiter, yeah.
What was his name? I can't remember.
I can't even remember now.
But you didn't get him at first?
No. So we go back out, and then Thomas, that was his name,
that's
the one
Thomas.
We're supposed to get. So then we end up, he gets... pulled out, and it was him who noticed because we hadn't been sat in the tables and he wasn't looking after as many tables as he should have been.
Right.
So then we do the same conga, like with him, back into a different seat on another side this time, so a proper head bent. get down, and then it's like, oh, so I'll just go and get you specially surprised. And he's like, oh my God, what is going on here? So I bring out the starter, and obviously no idea, so you're just eating away, and you just got to guess. At the end, they tell you what you have.
Right.
What you've had. So it was salmon with a bit of like horseradish and lovely fresh salt. That was really nice. So you're tucking into it and trying to chop and get it in your mouth and trying to cut a piece, but then you just like grab it with your fingers.
Well, yeah.
Push it into your mouth. Yeah,
just pick the plate up.
Basically, at times I was doing that. So that was nice. And then we got another soup.
Yeah,
it was a meal of two soups. It was a pumpkin one, so it wasn't as nice.
Was it like a Thai chicken broth? Did you get to finish the Thai chicken broth?
We had the full one as well as class. So we got our pumpkin one, which was nice, and then the third course was like a meat. We couldn't quite work out what it was, with like this squidgy, thick, doughy sort of thing that turned out to be veal like a bread dumpling. Savoy cabbage with truffle oil as well.
Wow.
Oh man, it was nice. Mind-blowing. In the dark as well.
Wow.
Mind-blowing, Steve.
That's weird.
And then I was there with my wife, Lauren, so as we were just sat there like talking and saying, oh, this is good, isn't it? It's mental, it's weird, it's mental, it's mental. And then some woman, as she's walking out, walks straight into Lauren's chair and nearly lands in mine, but just avoids it, so that was all right. And then... So we set the main away and we're ready for our dessert. It's like, oh, it's been good, hasn't it? Yeah, it's been really good so far. It's proper weird, all the...
I know, it must be odd, that.
Like you're in the jungle or something, it's proper crazy. And they've all got little phones with different ringtones, so you hear about 40 different ringtones for the waiters.
All right.
Because they've all got to be, like, going out to the front.
Is that to tell them?
Oh, we've got your next people ready. Yeah. So there was one... At this point, we're waiting for our dessert, and then it goes quiet for a second, and then all of a sudden from behind me, I just hear... Okay, I'll be out in a second. He was right over my shoulder.
Really?
Like, I didn't know he was there. Like, and he's gone to the corner to answer his phone, and I was like, ah! He's like, okay, so yes, yeah, fine. Just don't do that again. So that was terrifying. And then they brought out this dessert, which we thought was like a cherry compote thing, I don't know, something. Right. And it turned out to be Jägermeister bitters.
Wow.
Yeah, with a praline chocolate on the side.
Wow, that was your dessert?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it was...
an experience.
Ended up being a five courser.
Yeah, you nicked someone's soup.
Yeah, two soups, which are the thing about charging us for at the end, but we just said we had one soup. So you had two soups? No, one soup. And then he gave us a load of free postcards as well, because they balls up our first bit. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so not only did I get a free soup, got a load of free postcards as well.
Result.
And I only dripped one bit of gravy on my shirt.
That's good going, that.
It's extremely good going. I do more than that when I can see what I'm eating.
That must be the key.
So
just start eating in the dark.
In the dark, yeah, turn all the lights off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically, I would recommend it to anyone.
That sounds amazing.
Just make sure that, it's salad first, not soup.
Yeah.
But if you get your soup first by accident, just neck it, because you'd probably get away with it, it'd be all right. be wary of waiters screaming in your ear.
That would be scary, yeah.
And watch out for women charging at you in the dark.
Yeah, you can't really watch out for them though, can you?
No, you can't. Is it? Eat lots of carrots.
Eat lots of carrots. What was your Cristal like?
It was nice, just like a wheat beer, blonde wheat beer. Yeah, so it wasn't
Cristal.
Champagne, no.
Thankfully.
Thank the Lord. Yeah,
that would have been brilliant if they brought out a bottle of Cristal.
Oh man, I'd have just said, oh, it didn't taste like that. I'm not paying for it.
It didn't taste.
I just thought it was my third soup. Cristal soup. Yeah.
Amazing. That sounds absolutely brilliant.
It was all right. It was very good.
I'd love to go there.
Go there, Steve.
I think I might have to do that.
We'll just have tea and put like turn the lights out.
I might do that.
Yeah.
I need someone clicking.
I'll do that. I'll come around and serve. That should be class. Oh, I'll definitely do this.
No, we're not doing this.
Oh, mate, we'll do it.
We are not doing this.
It's totally been the buffer out. I was thinking, though, I wonder if they've got, like, CCTV, but, like, you know, like, nightlight on the camera so you can see. Because you could just sit there and you could do anything.
You could do anything.
You could do absolutely anything, Steve. You could just sit down there and, there's your first course, sir. And then, like, you just take your trousers down and just sit there, like...
I bet you did that.
I did, well, no one 11.
You
no,
attempted
well,
to do that.
It was a shock when I got after the first soup and put them straight back up.
Not yet. Can't move at the moment.
Was that a zip? No. It was a... So yeah.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Excellent. No, it was a very good experience. One I would recommend.
Very good. I think they've got them in a few cities, haven't they? Those sorts of.
I think there's one in London even now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
That London. Wow.
Too far away.
It is.
Go to Berlin. Right. So let's have a tune.
Let's do it.
Talked enough. So, what we're going to play next is a song called Instigator, and it's by a band called Down Radio. Settles Down Radio with the song Instigator, the radio edit, because this is going on the radio.
Good.
Lovely, yeah. lovely, 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 Leeds Radio.
That radio.
Love
that,
Leeds Radio.
That's the one.
So yeah, it's been
no
ducked.
Swearsies.
Yeah, no swearsies, no bad language, all thumbs up.
Yeah.
So yeah, Down Radio are a Leeds band, and you may find them online if you wish.
Yep.
So Facebook's facebook.com/
Down Radio,
and on Twitter it is @
Down Radio Music.
Down Radio Music, Stephen, you have passed the test.
There we go.
You may continue to the next level.
Well done, mate.
I'm aware of them because they play at they rehearse at Blueberry Hill Studios, which, speaking of studios, is another race one in Kirkstall. So I've spoken to them a couple of times, and they're doing a fundraiser on February 7th. So if you hear this before then, put that in your diary. It's Friday February 7th, and it's at a place called Full Circle, which is in Kirkstall. Where the ITV studios are, it's over the road from there, and it's a class little place, like a sort of warehouse, but there's loads of like sci-fi bits with like Star Wars figures and like loads of different sci-fi character figures and stuff like that. So loads of random bits. I've been before and done like and had Sunday dinner. It was amazing.
Cool.
Very reasonable. Mainly vegan and vegetarian food, but do meat if you wish.
Yeah, very good.
And basically, what they're doing this event on February 7th is trying to get some money in to keep it open and raise awareness, because it's just struggling a little bit at the minute. So it's definitely a place worth supporting.
Yeah. Cool.
So Down Radio are playing a band. I think it's a band. I'm not aware of the. I've seen the name, but not listened. But it's Terrorist. And then another band called Carvella, and then there's a couple of DJs as well, and other bits and pieces getting put on there as well as that. So if you're about, get down to it. It's £5 donation on the door to get in. So it's definitely worth going down and supporting.
It sounds like a good cause.
Yeah, speaking of like independent venues and stuff, and what's going on with Oars and Drugs and Forever Cult playing at the library for Independent Venue Week.
Yeah.
It's one of those where it is very independent and they're putting some really good stuff, so it's worth supporting.
Yeah, definitely.
Just a little bit out of town, but still close enough to easily get there.
Excellent. Should go and do that. So Scott, at the outset of our podcast, you said you had a good day and it turned bad. What's been happening?
Yeah. Scott Lewis's good day, bad day. But we're ripping off Steve Lemackie. Sorry, Steve. I know he listens.
He does, yeah.
But so basically, I had a good day at the start.
Yeah.
It was my first day back at work since I come back from Berlin. So you think, I know, you'd be surprised, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But I got up and I was pretty sprightly and feeling all right. I had a shower, feeling good, walking to work, listening to some good new music. So everything's all right. Work was fine, ticked over. And then, actually on the way as well, I found a little miniature dinosaur.
All right.
A little toy dinosaur, yeah. Bright orange outside of a nursery.
What could be better?
Couldn't be, nothing.
Yeah.
So I took that with me on my journey.
You took it?
It was on the floor, stay outside of it. I didn't break into the nursery. Yeah,
it was on the playground. You
it was
got
in a child's
fence.
Hand.
Rugby tackled them, took the dinosaur.
Him, poked him in the eye.
Yeah.
And then took the dinosaur.
Wow.
So far, I think you'll agree it's a good day.
That sounds like a great day.
Walking home, like bits and pieces going on. A mate and from for a while got in touch, so a couple of messages organising stuff. So a nice day all around.
Sounds great.
Head to the gym, Steve, ready to pump some iron.
Oh, look at him.
Yes, look at me go.
Yeah.
So get in there, find me locker, put me padlock on.
Yeah.
Go out to me running machine. First one isn't working, so I think, all right, I'll nip on to the next one. That one's not working. So I get on to the next one. This one's working.
Third time
lucky.
Right.
Third time is a charm.
Yeah.
I'm running, yeah. Running, Steve.
He's doing
running.
It. He's running.
Not going anywhere, but I'm running.
Wow.
Staying on the spot.
Yeah.
And feeling pretty good. And I get like about 18 minutes into my run, and I'm like, where's my locker key?
Right.
And I don't know where it is.
Right. Okay.
And because I haven't put it on a padlock or I haven't put it on a key ring or anything yet.
Right.
So it's tiny.
Right.
And I can't find it.
Okay.
So I have to go back into the changing rooms to see if anybody's like took it and tried all the thingies, thinking, oh, there's a thief about. but there wasn't a thief about. So I had to go to the front desk and say, "Oh, mate, have you had any keys on?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Get in there." Shows me it's not my key. It's a square key, man's round, Steve. So I go back to all the machines and look at them all and like, oh man, my key's not there at all. Go back into the locker room and hanging out with all the sweaty boys, looking around with no purpose, not going anywhere, just, not getting changed. Loitering. Yeah, just keep walking around with all the sweaty boys.
Nice.
Go back to the front desk and it's like, I know, mate, I've just been here a second ago, but...
She went back to ask
you. Yeah, in that space of time, have you had a key? And he's like, no. So I go around and do all that rigmarole once more.
Right. What, you went and asked again?
Yeah, went back to the machines again. Everybody's running, checked them all again.
Right.
Wasn't there. Went back to the locker room, looked around a bit, checked out the eye candy, nothing going on there. Went back to the front desk and was like, mate, he's like, no. Yep, I can understand
before
that.
Before you even got there, he said, yeah. Coming.
And then I went back to the machines again, and then I was like, one last chance. I think I was on that one. I asked this guy, I was like, oh, mate, is there a key? He was like, yep. Just handed it over. I was like, oh, class. Just been walking around for half an hour for absolutely
that was
no
your
reason.
Key?
Yeah, yeah, it was there. Oh, found right. It. Got changed, so it's all right.
So it went good, bad, good?
Well, yeah, but only reasonably good. I was pretty annoyed at that point, and I looked like an absolute fool.
Because you spent half an hour checking out lads?
Yeah, that's pretty good. No, but... it's not over yet, the bad day.
I thought she had a little blip.
Yeah.
Little good blip.
And I got back on, I was like, you know what, it's all right, busy tonight, got a good weekend ahead, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
So like, I need something to bring me up, I need something to negate that bad feeling.
Yeah.
Let's get some good in.
Get you back on the level.
So, my mum had bought us some salt and pepper pots.
Right.
Rather randomly.
Okay.
So, I just decided to... take the salt and pepper from the old pots, put it into the new.
As you would.
Which I started doing, and I had a little filter, like going it in, pouring it all in. All so right. I stood there talking to my wife in the kitchen, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, just putting the salt in there. What I hadn't done was covered the bottom.
Oh, so it was just coming straight
away. Yeah, so I was just pouring, so I was pouring all the salt on the top, and it was just pouring all over the floor.
Which is what one will do if you've got a salt pot.
Yeah, it will. Big holes.
It works then.
Yeah, it definitely works.
Great, so you ended up with salt everywhere.
Seasoned floor, yeah.
Seasoned floor.
Well-seasoned floor. So that's why I've had a reasonably bad day in the end.
Yeah, that's a bit rubbish, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
I feel all right now.
At least you got your key. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is pretty good. Because if you hadn't, that would have just been a nightmare. It
would have been ridiculous. So I was like texting my wife saying, oh, bring yours for your padlock, we'll see if that works. She's like... doesn't work like that, mate.
Yeah, normally when you've got a lock, it just like has the one key.
Yeah, no, but these are from a pound shop, so I wouldn't be surprised if all of them opened.
just work.
It's like it's basically a skeleton key, the cheapest skeleton key you can get. Try it on any lock and it'll open it.
Sure, if it was a pound shop one as well, you could probably just cut them with a bit of wire cutters.
I know. I should have just done my James Bond skills.
James Bond skills.
But the reason I was in the gym, Steve, because obviously being in Berlin, eating a lot of like the German sausage and stuff, and man, I put on so much weight just from eating all that sausage.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was the worst.
It was the really?
Yeah.
Right.
That's one of my jokes. Cut to commercial, Steve.
What we're going for on that bombshell?
Just cut to commercial. We'll work it out.
We'll just work it out. He's a song.
Children for all the reasons, the people for all.
Okay, so that was Keeper, and you can find them online if you basically just look for Keeper Official at Twitter, so at Keeper Official, Facebook, facebook.com/Keeper Official, and Bandcamp as well, keeperofficial.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, they played quite a few times with Oz and Drugs in and about Castleford in that way, so I've yet to catch them live, but all I've heard is good things.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing them soon. I think they've been recording some new stuff as well, so.
Brilliant.
Yeah, ace.
All good.
How did you like my joke?
I liked that joke, Scott. That was good.
Did you come out?
Was that post Berlin or after Berlin?
Yeah, no, post. It was
post Berlin.
Yeah. Just in, I think maybe even today.
Just came to me. Wow. Flash of inspiration.
It was the verse. I don't know if you get it, Steve, because the word worst is an English word.
Right.
But curry versed is something that's over there, and I did eat a lot of curry versed. And
right.
that makes me go. They wouldn't need to go to the gym because you put weight on.
Yeah.
If you put weight on, man, oh, that is the worst.
Like it, Scott. It works on so many levels.
Does on
well one.
Yeah, at least one level. I've got another one. Would you like to hear another joke?
Yeah, do it.
Speaking of fitness as well, at the gym.
Yeah.
There's a new fitness class, dance craze. It's taking the nation by storm.
Right.
Have you not heard about it?
Dance craze.
Yeah, the fitness class dance craze taking the nation by storm. It's based on the music of a mid-90s anarcho punk pop group.
Right.
Have you not heard of the class? It's called Chumba Zumba.
Chumba Zumba.
Chumba Zumba, yeah.
That's what they should have been called.
I know, isn't it? I go, oh, wow, I'm up again, everyone's going to hit me down. Come on, dance along, girls, we're up again, everyone's going to keep me down.
That might be what they're doing now.
You could do that, couldn't you?
They might be doing that now.
They might. It could be fitness instructors.
They might be. Yeah, I doubt that.
So, yeah, you can tell that one of your friends.
Like that.
Yeah, I made that one up.
Was that another one in the gym?
No, I made that. That's a relatively old one. I've been refining that one for a while. Yeah, so I think that works.
I think that definitely works.
Which one we've yet to tell?
What's that one?
The Harry Potter one.
We've only got...
We're saving it for another month.
I was going to say, it's going to take up about half the podcast, that one.
But yeah.
It's a good joke. We'll keep that
have
next
you,
month.
Have you heard about the new fitness craze that is sweeping the nation? It's inspired by and based on the music of a mid-90s anarcho punk pop group. It's called Chumba Zumba.
Brilliant. There you go, people.
There you go.
Copyright, Scott
Lewis.
Yeah.
To tell anybody, you've got to say that.
Yeah, you've got to say that in the end. Wow, brilliant.
Let's crack on with a song quickly then.
Yes, do it. We've done enough talking. We have.
Talking. This one is called All You Want.
We'll be right back.
So that's Dead Party Scene, and the track is called All You Want. And they're another sort of Wakeford, no, well, they played in Wakeford recently, but I think they're more Castleford based. They've done a couple of gigs with Oars and Drugs. But yeah, that song's there, so keep getting that riff in my head. And they've got another few demos up as well.
Cool.
So yeah, really good, check them out.
Do it.
And the sites are Dead Party Scene.
Dead Party Scene.
At Dead Party Scene, and Facebook, Dead Party Scene.
Just find Dead Party Scene, basically.
Just a quick one on Live at Leeds. Obviously, the announcements have been made. Narcs and Oars and Drugs are playing that.
Yeah, brilliant.
So get your tickets, man.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about more about that in the future.
Yeah.
In the future.
Yeah.
And a quick one before the last track comes on, which is by a band called Galaxians. It's got an electro feel to it. And it's guys from That Effing Tank. Find them online anyway. It's at GLXNS on Twitter. Facebook is
Galaxians Band. Yeah, I think it's Galaxians Band. Yeah, Galaxians Band.
Yeah, cool. So basically, they're playing at Iger Studios' 5th birthday party, which is in March 8th, alongside Invisible Hands, Fold, Trees and Kings. A load of other bands, so yeah, I think it's going to be a really good day over there.
Yeah, that'd be great. When's that again?
March the 8th, Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Which is the first day of your weekend.
That is the first day of your weekend?
Yeah, unless you count Friday.
Unless, yeah.
You can't,
in which
really.
Case, it's not.
Yeah.
Right, but, we're running out of time.
Yeah, so thank you for tuning in again. Go find a dark restaurant.
Yep, do it.
And we'll speak to you all soon.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.